on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
COGTA Minister Vilenkosini Tlabisa says over 42,000 applications to register spaza shops have been received so far. He earlier announced that the registration deadline for vendors and other food handling outlets has been extended to February 28th next year. Tlabisa addressed the media this morning, outlining an action plan in response to the recent spate of deaths linked to foodborne illnesses. A 21-day deadline for vendors to register their businesses in the municipalities where they operate was set after a national disaster was declared. It's after at least 23 children died linked to food they had eaten from spaza shops. Tlabisa says significant progress has been made.
19,386 applications have been approved.
Tlabisa says they're aware of the obstacles faced by some wanting to register.
We are, however, also aware that others have just stayed away and ignored the directive to register their businesses.
A man in KZN who confessed to killing his girlfriend in a post on social media has taken his own life. Police say the woman was found murdered in Umzinto on the south coast. The 25-year-old's body, along with a knife, were discovered on a gravel road in the Malangeni area last night. The provincial police's Robert Nechuenda says in a graphic post, the suspect allegedly confessed to the murder, and it was widely shared on social media.
The suspect's vehicle was found abandoned down the road from where the woman's body was found. An intensive search by police led to the discovery of the suspect's body in what is believed to be suicide. Police are investigating a case of murder, and an inquest will also be opened for investigation.
The Basic Education Department says it's busy capturing and processing the final grade 12 marks. The exam marking process wrapped up last week. Spokesperson Elijah Mtlanga says they're reviewing the scripts before handing them over to accreditation body Umalusi for quality assurance.
So now we're just going through all the work that has been done by the markers to ensure that it's of good quality and that each learner would have been given the marks that were due to them from all the scripts that were collected of the subjects that they have written in the exam.
And abroad, rescue teams dug for survivors trapped in crumbled buildings in the Pacific nation of Vanuatu today after a powerful earthquake killed at least 9 people, burying some in rubble and landslides. Rescuers have been working through the night to find them. Your top story this hour, COGTA Minister Vilenkosini Tlabisa says over 42,000 applications to register spaza shops have been received so far. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.